This episode is brought to you by Visit Barbados. And while you might think this is just a podcast, and it is, it's also the escape you've been waiting for. Consider this your gateway to a dreamy, idyllic little island called Barbados, where you'll discover the bluest blues and the warmest people, where every hour is happy hour, and every meal is the best thing you've ever eaten. It's exactly where you want to be. So start making your dream a reality today at visitbarbados.org/USA.
How much care do you put into your eye care? We all put so much into what we eat, how we exercise, and skincare. That one's huge. But when our eyes are dry and irritated, a lot of us aren't doing as much as we could. That's why BioTrue Hydration Boost Eye Drops are here to provide a boost of moisture and comfort. And now there's BioTrue Hydration Boost for contacts, designed to rehydrate all kinds of contact lenses. Because BioTrue is self-care that cares about your eyes and lenses.
Today's show is sponsored by Culbert Mattresses, state-of-the-art mattresses with memory foam that will give you the greatest night's sleep. And Culbert Mattresses stand by their famous guarantee, Easy Rest mattresses are made to attract bed bugs. Culbert Mattresses, that's the mattress you want, and they do not attract bed bugs. Let's do the show. Hey everybody, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, I'm the host of the show, and in each episode, we recap an episode of Friends and go deep into what it's about and what made it work. And so it's Meet My Friends, the Friends. So let's go and meet my friends, the Friends. It is still too long. I just said things I didn't need to say to make it work, and it's still too much. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, and we have a great episode for you today. I'm joined by Engineer Pat. How are you?
What's up, Tom? How you doing?
Good, good. Today's episode is Episode 2 of, no, Season 2, Episode 13, the one after the Super Bowl, Part 2. And this one aired on January 28th, 1996. And it was written by Michael Barkow and directed by Michael Lembeck. Two Michaels. That's probably a friend's first. Now, this one is a continuation of the previous episode. Not plot-wise, it wasn't a cliffhanger, but it was a two... It's chopped up in syndication. It's because it was an hour-long episode after the Super Bowl. So, for syndication, though, the episodes are a half hour, so they cut them up, and they made this a second part. And this one, it does tie in, I guess, to some degree, it's a cliffhanger. Not a hard cliffhanger with the Marcel situation that Ross is... having a hard time getting any attention from his monkey, Marcel, who he's visiting on the set of Outbreak 2. And he's very frustrated because he can't believe that Marcel doesn't remember him. Meanwhile, Chandler bumps into an old girl he knew in school, Susie Moss, in fourth grade. It's someone he embarrassed by lifting her skirt up during the class play. And she's very flirtatious and very sexual with Ross. And it turns out it's just an elaborate scheme to get back at him that she tricks Chandler into wearing her underwear, her panties, at the restaurant. And she steals all his clothes because she's still mad about the incident from fourth grade. So this is how she gets back at him, that he's wearing women's underwear in the men's room of a restaurant and has no other means of getting out of there. Monica and Rachel spot Jean-Claude Van Damme on the set of Outbreak 2, and Monica's a super fan, and she's super turned on he's clearly Jean-Claude Van Damme's her favorite. And she wants a date with him, or wants to meet him. And Rachel goes over and tries to talk Monica up. and Jean-Claude is interested in Rachel, and so then she goes on a date with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and then Monica and Rachel get into a huge fight, like a huge wrestling match over who, how wrong it was for her to, for Rachel to go out with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and Monica is mad, and Rachel doesn't see the why she's so mad, and it causes a huge rift between them, and then Joey, meanwhile, gets a small part in Outbreak 2, but does a very bad job with it. Now, this episode was a very funny episode. It's a continuation of the first one, and in that way, I mean, because it's got star power in it, just like the first one did. And this one has the most star power, maybe of any episode of Friends, in a way, when you consider that the role of Susie, Chandler's former classmate, is played by Julia Roberts. So this is a, and this is Julia Roberts at the peak of her fame.
It is.
And she's playing a role on the show, and she's very good on it. And Jean-Claude Van Damme is on it. He's weird on it because it's strange. He doesn't fit as well as Julia Roberts does.
You know what's, you know what always gets me when like someone as big as Julia Roberts is on a on a TV show, right? Now, in this TV show, they're acknowledging that Jean-Claude Van Damme is an actor in their universe.
Mm-hmm.
But Julia Roberts isn't. That means she doesn't exist in this universe, right?
Yes.
And that's kind of always irks me. I'm just like, you know what? This is flawed in a way.
Well, it's flawed in a very, I guess it's a constant flaw that's going to happen, because then there's ostensibly no such thing. Either there's no such thing as a Julia Roberts movie in this world.
Exactly.
Or everybody who would see Susie would say, oh my God, you look
just like Julia Roberts.
Exactly. Yeah. You are the spinning image of Julia Roberts to where you look like her sister.
Yeah.
Her twin. But
also no Brooke Shields, I guess, either.
Well, she got Joey disposed of her. He convinced her that whatever he did in the first one to get her to go, and he slammed the door in her face, which I guess said goodbye to her. Yeah, and Jean-Claude Van Damme is, I guess he's doing the best he can. This is not the world's funniest guy.
But at least he's playing himself.
He's playing himself, and he's trying. I mean, look, at this point, you could say, then there's no such thing as Jennifer Aniston in this world.
But that's fine, because in the this part of the 90s, mm-hmm. she's only known for Friends. Like, they are the Friends,
gotcha.
And they're in that world. So
yes,
I think you know, I'm not dissing celebrities in mm-hmm. In these episodes. I mm-hmm. we know why they were in it. It was the one after the Super Bowl.
Yes,
this is the same episode. I mean, really, we could have just done. We could have kept going on this one for the last mm-hmm. episode of our show.
Yeah, we could have done a double episode the way they did a double episode, but we're splitting this one up the way they split it up.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's syndication.
Yes. And the an interesting thing is, if you know, the record store that's in the background, you can see the there's a sticker in the window or a sign in the window for Chris Isaak. Like a Chris Isaak record.
Is that right?
Yes, who was just in the first part. So now, to go twice with the Julia Roberts thing.
Exactly.
Now, apparently, that guy who worked at the library who was hiring musicians is the spinning image of Chris Isaak.
So Chris Isaak, now we have confirmation. This is confirmed. Chris Isaak exists in this world.
Yes.
And he was also playing a side character in this episode. Mm-hmm. Yet no one wanted to point that out.
So we just have to assume that that guy looks a lot like Chris Isaak, and nobody was caught up in it.
And, you know, can I mention...
And there's also a Zappa sticker in the window, too, which is very strange.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
That's now streaming...
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Nerds Candy. Calling all the gaming, tech-savvy nerds out there. The team carriers and keyboard warriors. The achievement hunters and part-time LARPers. The tech wizards and boss destroyers. When nerds come together, we live louder, leveling up in our own way. So let's raise our nerds in unison. The sweet, tangy, crunchy candy that's perfect for sharing. Nerds, shake things up. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
They slipped in a Reverend Horton Heat postcard a few episodes ago. Now they've got Frank Zappa.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool of them. Hey, you know, the record store, if I could interject here, did you see any of those emails I sent, I CC'd you on this week? Like, you were on...
Well, you sent a fair amount of emails, which in regard to...
Okay, well, I was... I put you on them because I was hoping you were going to chime in and kind of... My hopes were that you would weigh in and I would maybe get a response.
I didn't.
Right. Well, I'll just say, I wrote to Reprise, Time Warner, over there. And I was surprised. There were some rumors online that... you know what's coming up, right? Record Store Day.
Record Store Day is coming up, yes.
It's April, and we're a couple weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
In 1995, Reprise put out the album Friends, which I'm holding in my hands, the CD copy.
Yes, it's a soundtrack to the show Friends.
And this is a great, great compilation that I and many fans thought would... Finally, it was rumored a couple years ago that they were going to do an LP for Record Store Day, very limited stores, and then this year, that rumor circulated again. I wrote to them really saying, hey, I'm a co-host of a very popular Friends podcast, and I put you on that email saying, you know, I put a link to your Wikipedia and stuff, and I just said, listen, like, we're for real, and... You know, we're kind of like the press here. You know, we're the press. So, whatever we could do to get this ball rolling.
So they never wrote back. Okay.
And you know, the Rembrandts, obviously, Hootie and the Blowfish are on here. Katie Lang, Bare Naked Ladies, Shoebox, REM, It's a Free World, Baby. Paul Westerberg is in here multiple times. Actually, he's got quite a few tracks. Joni Mitchell also. So I don't know if it's a rights thing or what's going on, but I just want to say that Record Store Day 2018 is horse-s.
Okay.
Because they're not acknowledging
this.
So this I tried my best, Friends, sure. Friends Fanatics. I tried my best, and I tried to get Tom on there, too.
So this is like an editorial you wanted to do in the middle of the show?
Yeah. Well, okay. we're the press.
Well, let me just say, I have to do the ads here. This is...
Sure.
Okay. Today's show is brought to you by Culbert Mattresses. Culbert Mattresses are the state-of-the-art in sleep technology designed with memory-sensing foam that contours itself to your body. When you sleep on a Culbert mattress, you are sleeping on a mattress that's responsive to what you need to get the sleep you want. And that's why the fine folks at Culbert Mattresses have come up with a new slogan. Easy rest mattresses are made to attract bed bugs. That's right, some very troubling research from some leading mattress scientists has shown that the competition, Easy Rest Mattresses, make their mattresses with one goal in mind, attracting bed bugs. Why would they do this? Who knows, but they certainly did it and it's weird. So unless you want to get bit up by bed bugs all day and night, avoid Easy Rest Mattresses and get yourself a Culbert mattress. Culbert Mattresses. Easy Rest Mattresses suck, and they are made to attract bed bugs. I'm not sure about the integrity of some of that stuff in that ad. So, just be mindful of that.
They got my dollars. I don't want bed bugs. Mm-hmm. But listen, Toad the Wet Sprocket's on
here. No, we get that.
Your favorite Lou Reed is on here. Uh-huh. Did you know that Lou Reed has a track on this compilation? So just for anyone listening on the board,
I got to get to the other stuff.
Eight seconds. Just for anyone on the board for Record Store Day 2019, listen up. This is me and Tom's beg. We're begging you. We're pleading on our knees.
This is your beg.
Get friends. I'm gonna edit that out. Get friends on Reprise as an LP for 2019. The fans want it.
Okay, thanks. Great, yeah. Friends first.
Friends first.
Another Friends First. This is the first. Is that the same one? Another two-parter. Oh, and This Day in Friends History?
Well, obviously, same as before. This one was the one after the Super Bowl, so the biggest thing was the Super Bowl.
Gotcha. Friends fun fact for this one.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
This episode was the most watched episode in the entire run of Friends. This half hour here was the highest seen thing in Friends history. And another one, a bonus one, Marcel was played by two female monkeys named Monkey and Kate. Katie also did star in Outbreak, the movie Outbreak. And the line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
And the line of the episode in this one is, Chandler is all hot and bothered because he's got a date with Julia Roberts, and he's like, "Hey, stick a fork in me. I am done." And Phoebe's like, "Stick a fork what, Chandler? Like when you're cooking a steak?" And Phoebe's like, "Oh, okay. I don't eat meat." Chandler says, "Well, then how do you know when vegetables are done?" Phoebe says, "Well, you know, you eat them and you can tell." Chandler says, "Okay then, eat me, I'm done." And that's that. Rank the episode. How's that bumper coming?
I got the, I told you I got the roughs. I sent notes. I'm getting the masters back tomorrow.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So very soon there will be a bumper for Rank the Episode.
Rank the Episode. And this is a great one.
I'm looking forward to this. I say this is a very good episode. The way the guests are incorporated. Jean-Claude Van Damme is, again, troubling for me for whatever reason. 7.5 out of 10 possible friends. That's ranking the episode. Then we'll rank the friends. You're working on a bumper for Rank the Friends.
Oh, did I just... Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Wait, rank the... Rank the, yeah, it's rank, actually, it's technically, yeah, yeah, it's Rank the Friends.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what the, this episode, Phoebe, Rachel, Ross, Joey, Monica, and Chandler, and I'd like to take a moment to just say that I'm getting even closer on the James Michael Tyler front, Gunther. I should have some news this week.
Yes.
In the next few episodes on that.
He's coming here in studio?
You'll find out.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
We'll see what it is, but I want to tell everybody, basically, I want to say thanks for listening to Meet My Friends of Friends. We will be back with another episode very soon, and thanks to Josh Cantor for doing the music, and thanks to you, Pat, for this, and we'll be back soon. Thank you.